إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، indeed we have made mention in that which has passed concerning some of the principles related to the methodology of our earliest pious predecessors, also known as the Salaf of this Ummah, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, their successors and their students, the Tabi'een Rahimahumullah, and their successors and their students, the Atba'ut Tabi'een Rahimahumullahu ajma'in. And we likewise have mentioned the methodology, or something from the methodologies, of those who oppose their way and those who oppose their methodology and claim to be upon the truth and claim to be upon the haqq. And so we'll round up with a discussion, a brief discussion, of those principles that are not from the methodology of the Salaf, though some people claim that they are. So we have discussed what is from their methodology. Here we mention what is not from the methodology of the Salaf of this Ummah, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. The first of that which we will mention is that it is not from their methodology, ayyuhal ikhwa, to make radd of the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To reject the ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed they are Ahlul Hadith. And as occurs in those lines of poetry, Ahlul Hadith, hum Ahlul Nabi, in lam yashabhu nafsuhu fa anfasahu sahibu. That Ahlul Hadith, they are the people of the Messenger. If they did not accompany him directly, then they accompany his exhalations. The things that the Prophet ﷺ uttered and said, they spend their days and their nights studying, teaching, disseminating, spreading, calling the people to it. Thus it is never and has never been from their way to reject the ahadith of the Messenger ﷺ based upon some shubha that they may have in their intellect, or some intellectual argument and reasoning, or something that returns back to the developments connected to modernity and the changing of our era and our time. The sunnah is applicable in every single time, and there is no era that the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not applicable in. Let no one fool you with this foolishness. And let no one beguile you with this deceit that the sunnah needs modernizing, or that Islam needs to be brought up to the modern era. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed a religion that is relative to every single time and every single era. Let them bring forward an issue from the issues related to our deen that does not have an application in our time. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the deen that is kamil, shamil. Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today, have I completed your religion and perfected my favors upon you and made Islam the deen for you? Islam is applicable in every time, ikhwan. Alhamdulillah. It doesn't require changing. It doesn't require updating. It is applicable to every single era. And thus it is not from the methodology of our Salaf to reject the Sunnah or something from it based upon the fact that our intellects cannot encompass it, or that we, as far as we're concerned, there is some modern development that now casts aspersions upon the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah. Allah. Rather, the ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cast aspersions upon that which may they now claim to have discovered that appears to oppose the sunnah. That is our approach. We don't use science and apply it to the sunnah and say that the sunnah is wrong because it opposes science. Rather, science is wrong if it opposes the sunnah. That is our approach and our attitude. This deen is the deen from Allah Azza wa Jal. While those scientific theories are just that, theories, concepts brought about and developed in the minds of men. Yes, some of them may return back to some form of observation, but the sunnah returns back to that which has come from Allah Azza wa Jal. And thus we don't reject the sunnah based upon some scientific theory or some new development in thought, because they think today and they change their thought tomorrow. They bring about a theory today and they disprove that theory tomorrow, while the sunnah remains unchanged from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus it is not from our methodology to reject the sunnah for anything. Ka'inan ma kan. We accept the sunnah, ayyuhal ikhwah, as long as it is established. The only thing that we need to know is that it is sahih. It is authentic. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually said it. And then we accept it. Look at the attitude of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When that which was mentioned by the Messenger, after he returned from the Isra and the Mi'raj, he traveled from Mecca to Sham, to Jerusalem in one night. And then he went and traversed through the seven heavens in one night and returned back to Mecca. And of course, this was perfect for the kuffar of Quraysh. Do you not hear what he is saying now? You believe this? In one day, one night, he traveled to Jerusalem and back on a riding beast. One night. You believe it? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, what was his attitude, ikhwan? He said, أَوَقَدْ قَالَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Did he say it? Did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually say that? They said, yes. He said, then I believe it. Then I accept it. He said, does it amaze you that he would make this utterance and that he would say he traveled from Mecca to Jerusalem in one night and then through the heavens? That amazes you? Well, I accept from him that which is greater than this. I accept from him that he receives khabar. He receives information from Allah Azza wa Jalla above the seven heavens. I accept that from him. And that is greater than this statement that he made this night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem. This is greater. And that is the attitude of Ahlul Hadith throughout time, and the followers of the Salaf of this Ummah. The followers of those pious predecessors. We don't reject a hadith because we were taught in school such and such. We don't reject a hadith because some scientist mentioned such and such. We don't reject a hadith because of Einstein, or because of Plato, or because of Socrates. We don't reject a hadith because of the thinking of some thinker. La. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are from Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal gave the sunnah to his messenger, just as the Quran was given to his messenger. The sunnah, as occurs in that authentic narration, Jibreel would come to him with the sunnah as he would come to him with the Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak from his desires. Indeed, it is revelation sent down. That is the Quran and the sunnah. The only thing that we need to know, ayyuhal ikhwah, is that it is established upon the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, that which is not from our methodology, and that which is not from our manhaj, is to abandon nasiha. The abandonment of nasiha lillah, wa li kitabih, wa li a'immati al-muslimin, wa li rasulihi, wa li a'immati al-muslimin wa amatihim. That nasiha that is established in every walk of our lives with those who we interact with, that advice as it relates to the believers in general, that advice that is given to our rulers and our leaders, for the one who is in proximity of the ruler and is able to speak and address him directly. We do not say that because of the fact that we have been commanded to hear and obey the ruler, that we do not advise him. We advise him. We give him nasiha. But that nasiha, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, is to be given in a particular way. Man kana indahu nasiha lidhi sultan fala yubdihi alaniya falyakhudh biyadi walyakhlu bihi فَإِنْ قَبِلَهُ مِنْهُ فَذَاكْ وَإِلَّا قَدْ أَدَّ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whosoever has nasiha for someone in authority, then he should not make it public, but he should take him by the hand. Listen, ikhwan, to the sunnah. He should take him by the hand and be alone with him. That is what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Not the statement of an alim or someone who has an idea. The Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, he should take him by the hand and be alone with him. If he accepts it from him, then that is good. And if not, then he has carried out that which is upon him. So we have not been commanded to abandon advising the ruler. But what we have not been commanded to do is stand on the minbar 3,000 miles away from him and speak about his evil, and speak about his wrong, and speak about what he's doing to his people, and speak about this, that, and the other related to him, from the things that are usually concocted concerning those rulers, or exaggerated concerning some of the things they may have fallen into. Blaming everything upon the ruler. Blaming the degradation of our state upon the ruler. But that, brothers and sisters, was not from our methodology. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah mentions, thus do we make some oppressors be in charge of others because of what they have earned. The rulers that you have over you are a result of your own state. The rulers that you have over you reflect who you are. Reflect your reality as a people. Don't blame the ruler for that which is coming to us. Blame yourselves. قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Say, it is from yourself. As Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, the calamities that come to you, the state that you are in, it is from yourself. Reflect upon yourselves. Because indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has made promises to the mu'mineen, those who work righteousness, and those who stay away from sharr, and stay away from evil. Allah has promised them protection and aid, and Allah has promised to bless them from the dunya. وَلَّفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That we would have opened up upon them barakah from the heavens and the earth if they had just listened and obeyed. So if that is not coming to us, ayyuhal ikhwa, then the question, or the one that should be at question, are us ourselves, the mu'minun themselves. Don't turn to the ruler, because that is an easy resort. It's his fault. He's the problem. Change him and everything will become better. Is that the case? Have we not seen the effect of the Arab Spring? The rulers, those rulers that have been changed. Has it changed our state? Has our state become any better? Because the reality is, our problems return back to that which our own hands have put forward. And that is whether on an individual level, on a family level, and on a society, on a communal level, and on a societal level, our problems are our own. Our problems return back to ourselves. And when we understand that we need to blame ourselves and no one else, and we need to rectify and correct ourselves and no one else, and others if possible, of course, then our affair, the affair of this ummah, will begin to change. And that is what our scholars are calling to. That is what our scholars are trying to place in the minds and the hearts of the ummah. If only they understand those simple concepts, then things will change. And that is likewise whether we're looking on a community level, a family level, and an individual level. That your own hands, ayyuhal ikhwa, changing that which comes from yourself is a surefire way of changing your state. You're worried about that which is happening with you. You're worrying about your situation financially, or that is what that which is related to your family, and other than that, you must change. And those affairs, Allah Azza wa Jalla will rectify them. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والا وبعد. It was neither from the methodology of the Salaf, أيها الإخوة, that they recognized حق بالرجال. They used to say, and the Salaf and the ulama of this ummah, they used to say that indeed حق لا يعرف بالرجال. تعرف الحق تعرف الرجال. That indeed حق is not recognized by men, and it is not recognized as truth because certain men are upon it. إنما تعرف الحق. But when you know the حق, when you're acquainted with the truth, by way of that truth you will be able to ascertain who the men are. By way of knowledge of the haqq, of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the methodology of the salaf of this ummah, that which they were upon, when you are acquainted with it, then all men, you are able to analyze, you are able to put in their correct and proper place, and able to determine who is upon the truth from who has opposed it. And that was a principle with the Salaf of this ummah, that indeed haqq is not known by men. Rather, haqq is that which is, by way of it we know the men. And therefore, on the back of that, there is another principle, another issue, that is not from the methodology of the Salaf of this ummah. Of course, it was not from their methodology, ayyuhal ikhwa, that they would take from an individual until they knew who he was. Until they knew that he was someone who should be taken from. Returning back to this principle, that when they know the haqq and they're acquainted with the methodology and the path of truth, then they will be acquainted with who is upon the haqq. And those who are upon it will be recommended by those who are at its forefront. They will be known by them. Those who should be taken from, by the principle and by virtue of the principles that we have previously discussed, this ta'awun and this cooperation of the people of sunnah, and of them acquainting one with another, and of them seeking knowledge, and taking from the people of knowledge, those who should be taken from will be known by those people of knowledge. And so it is on the basis first and foremost of ascertaining who individuals are, we then take from them. When it is verified, and we know that individual is a bona fide person of sunnah, that should be taken from. And that it is advised to take from him. Other than that, ayyuhal ikhwa, we refrain. That he may have good speech, his language may be good, he may be able to enthrall a crowd, he may be inspirational, but until we know that he is someone who is to be taken from, then we refrain. Because the hearts are weak. And when love of the individual enters the heart, when one then ascertains that actually he's upon that which opposes the sunnah, it is too late. That love is already present. Brothers and sisters, we make that mention and we warn. Because we're now in an era unlike any other previous era. In one's ability to listen to people of misguidance in the period of 20 minutes, half an hour. One can listen to some 20 people of misguidance in the period of 20 minutes. With the various social medias and with the various internet websites and what have you, YouTube and other than that. Click here, must listen, emotional. Yani don't click until you've clicked here and so on. And so when you click through, you listen. Yes, you may be enthralled by him, and he's interesting. And he makes a point that I've never heard before. And the way that he speaks, and his vigor, and his emotion. And so now we're intrigued. And so we click again. And we click again. And we click again. And by the end of the day, we've been taken and captivated by an individual we know nothing about. Merely because of the fact that he has 20,000 views. 100,000 views. Well, if all of these people were interested in him, then he must be, yeah, and it must mean something. And that, brothers and sisters, we've previously discussed. That the dunya, in the affairs of the dunya, Allah Azza wa Jal has dispraised majorities. Majorities have been dispraised. And it is a must that we understand that in this era, it is a must. Majorities have been dispraised. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That if you obey the majority of the people on earth, they will misguide you from the way of Allah. Ikhwan, we hope that our brothers increase in a knowledge of this methodology, in a knowledge of this path, in a knowledge of this way. For indeed, it is our salvation. It is the key to Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentioned those 73 sects who are all in the fire, he mentioned one that will be saved. Kulluha fin nari illa wahida. And when asked about it, he said, Hum man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi al-yawm. Wa ashabi, they are those who are upon the likes of that which I am upon today, and my companions. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.